Well, the Trump administration has told some federal departments, including the Environmental Protection Agency, to stop publishing press releases, blog updates, and social media posts. The administration says it's just a temporary suspension pending reviews. But the ban concerns critics who fear the administration will censor politically divisive topics. Soon after Trump became president, the White House website was updated, and among the changes, all information on climate change disappeared. So researchers are rushing to copy and preserve key data, as Susan Phillips of Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Imagine yourself a high school science teacher needing the most updated teaching tool for a lesson on climate change. You click on the EPA's link for climate change lesson plans, and it says, quote, page not found. Or you're a parent of small children with asthma, and you're moving to a new town, and you want to know air quality data for different neighborhoods. Again, page not found. These are examples of what people like Michelle Murphy fear will disappear under the Trump administration.
So all those questions are kind of wrapped up together. So it should matter because it's what you breathe and what you drink.
Murphy is an expert in technology science from the University of Toronto. She flew all the way to Philadelphia on a recent weekend to participate in the University of Pennsylvania's Data Refuge Hackathon. She also helped organize a similar hackathon in Toronto. Digital archivists know that with every new administration, government-held information disappears. Sometimes it's just a matter of budget priorities. Funds no longer exist to keep up a website. Other times, it's for political reasons. Murphy says she did research on the loss of EPA data under the Reagan administration, which led to agency staffers unionizing.
And so there's a long history of these kinds of struggles in these agencies trying to defend scientific integrity and evidence-based research.
And data is not just threatened by Republican administrations. The data preservation organization Internet Archive, in cooperation with the federal government's own publishing office, preserved more than 3,000 items from the George W. Bush administration before Obama took office. Whether or not Murphy's worst fears will come to pass, she says there is already a problem with preserving online data. Penn librarian Laurie Allen agrees.
The internet is a terribly unstable way to keep information available. I don't remember the statistic, but a huge number of references to websites no longer work. And so this has been a problem.
Speaking from the top floor of Penn's library, Allen was surrounded by about 100 people, archivists, librarians, tech workers, and students, all hunched over computers, writing on whiteboards, and racing to preserve climate data from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration and the Department of Energy.
Okay, wait, can we just go back for a sec? So the metadata.json from my harvesting documentation? Because I have something from, is that right?
Allen helped organize the Data Refuge Hackathon at Penn. She says the cost of hosting all this data on private servers could run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right now, the Data Refuge organizers are dependent on an anonymous donor. The idea is that the information remains available to the public. And as a librarian, Allen says she wants to make sure the information is stored properly.
So the datarefuge.org site right now is the holding area for these bags of files that we're getting from federal websites.
Kevin Burke is a volunteer and grad student studying anthropology at Penn. He says his tech skills are pretty minimal, and he likely won't use any of this data in his research. But he sees the effort as a potential love letter to the future.
When you're a historian and you're working in an archive, sometimes you pull out a folder and you just think, oh man, the foresight that somebody had to stick that in a folder and save that for me. And so now I can pull it out and make sense of something. I mean, I think that's really powerful.
By the end of the weekend, the volunteer hackers downloaded 1.5 terabytes of data. Their next stop will be Ann Arbor, Michigan, and then New York City. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Phillips.